Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
I will fear no evil. You better let the devil know where you stand. And I'm tired of giving the devil the last word. May he come in any form he wants to. I came to put my foot down this morning and say, if you're with the Lord, I will fear no evil.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
This message was taken from a recent Sunday morning service here at Pace Assembly. This is, I Will Fear No Evil. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
That's what the shepherd will do. Ooh, hallelujah. I said, that's what the shepherd is going to do. That's the reason why you need to pray more than you ever have. Because the Bible said, when you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. Could it be that you've drifted away from the one that you claim is near? Oh, I want to feel his presence. You can get as close to him as you want to. Or you can get close to your carnal mind. What are we going to do? What are we going to eat? You can't do nothing now. Because a terrorist only likes the terror. He don't want your house and your car. When the terrorists knocked down the Twin Towers, look at this. Look at this spirit of fear. Yesterday they said, there's going to be too many people gathered together in one place to turn the lights on for the Twin Towers at 9/11 to honor the memory of all those who perished there, so they're not going to turn the light on. If they'll show me where the switch is, I will drive to New York on you scaredy. You scaredy cats, because the Lord will be with me all the way through Georgia and Virginia, all the way up there into New York City. He'll let me drive right up. He's looking for somebody who is not going to be controlled by fear, but will have faith in God. Not going to turn on the light. I guess the whole city's gone crazy. We're not going to fly the Blue Angels. Too many people on the beach. You can't eat here. Do you recognize the fact that when you drove up to the window at the drive-in center and they handed you out the window with gloves and a mask and a plexiglass wall and everything else, you handed them your card because they won't take no cash no more because we're getting ready for the coming of the Lord. So here's your card right here, and they handle the card with the same glove. Come on, somebody. Same glove, handed it right back to you. Then they hand you all your food that all of them been handling back there. And by the time it gets through out the window, I'll tell you, I've been handled several times. And you think those little gloves is going to keep back some germ? I'll tell you what it'll keep it back. Will be the anointing of God dripping down your soul. And when they hand the bag out the window, you'll say, sanctify Jesus, I'm about to eat me something up in here. I got to eat. That's what they said after 9/11. You can't drink the water. Terrorists might put something. They love it. They're sitting there. Osama bin Laden was loving every minute of watching on television as America was terrified. Can't drink the water. You can't eat the food. You can't do this. Wonder how he's liking the view from hell today. The guy that took him out was on Fox News yesterday and was disgraced by the fact that the government of New York City won't turn the lights on at 9/11. But I will fear no evil. You can't eat them mullet. There's mercury in there. I'm going to eat me some. You can't eat them apples. They got spray on them. I'm going to eat me an apple. Well, you can't eat them watermelon. They got this. I'm going to eat me some watermelon. In fact, to the business, I'll eat me some cheese grits and some chicken, and I'll eat me some pork and beans this afternoon and whatever else I need to eat. You know why? Because when I pray over my food, I don't know about y'all, I say, God, go ahead and kill everything in there, and I got to eat me something. I got news for you. If you think heaven is going to back up in this hour, you got the wrong mentality. You better get your head in a heavenly thing and say, I will fit. No evil, for thou art with me. You better learn how to pray. Much of the praying that I hear today, if I call this church a prayer right now, some of you don't know how to pray. Prayer is not these and thous out of the King James Version. Prayer is talking to God and, more importantly, letting him talk to you. Lord, I don't know what's going on. Have you ever prayed that kind of prayer before? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Talk to me, somebody. When you're Simon Peter and you're falling in the water about to drown, you ain't got time for no, oh, blessed heavenly Father, I come to thee. The devil is a liar. Help me down here. I'm about to drown. I guarantee you'll pray when you need to pray. But all this little cute prayer that we have today, oh, Lord. Well, I got news for you. When I grew up, ladies and gentlemen, pardon me for taking you back, but if we ever forget this, we're in a mess. Whenever I came into this building one Sunday night, I'll never forget it. One Sunday morning, Sister Smiley's sitting there about where Sister Raquel is sitting right now, and there's people talking and chattering all over this place. Wasn't nobody's mind on the Lord. And there comes Sister Smiley, who was in touch with God before she ever arrived at the house. And all of a sudden, I'm standing out of here, and I'm supposed to open up the service, you see. But the Holy Ghost said, I got news for you. I'll be opening this service today. And I heard Sister Smiley say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, thank you. I'm calling on your name, Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I thank you. I stuck my head around this corner. I said, something's moving in the Holy Ghost out here. Somebody's sick and tired of coming to church and just talking about your cars and your houses. Somebody wants to talk to the Lord, and it's about time the church rises up out of your seated position and calls on the Lord's name. You better get it in your spirit. I will fear no evil. Well, Pastor, the next thing they're going to do is outlaw the name of Jesus. You got that right. And you know how they used to pray back in the old day? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's what we need. Come on back and give me my Granny Barnett spirit of prayer when she talked to the Lord in tongue at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I came to tell you, I will fear no evil because I've been in touch with the master in prayer. Shout yes, somebody. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And he says, now we're going to transfer this thing into an open blessing that people sitting around you are going to obviously see, but more importantly, thou preparest a table before me. See, the devil thinks he's got one up on you. He thinks if I can keep them all pushed down and keep the doors locked. I just want to say to all of my friends and all of those that are watching and Pace Assembly people that are watching online, because you can't come to this building, I get it. I bless you in the name of the Lord, because here's the deal. The Lord said he's going to prepare a table for you in the very presence of your enemies. Look at somebody, tell them it's time to eat. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes we're so afraid we can't even eat. But I came to tell you today, my friends, the Bible says, thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. Stand right here. Stand right here. Stand right there. Thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. And I just got news for all of you and all of you, and I know the devil is listening in. I'm going to sit right down. And I'm going to pick up my fork and eat whatever the Lord puts on my table. Because he set the table. Oh, my God. I know you think that Mr. Fauci and everybody else is in control of this thing. But the God who is my shepherd is the one who set the table. I said, the Lord has set the table. Well, where is it? You're going to eat right in the middle of every adversary because the Lord is my shepherd. Ooh, I feel like shouting. I got to eat until the enemy sees me eat. I got to go ahead and enjoy the blessings of the Lord until the enemy says, I guess he's just going to believe. Oh, yes, I am going to believe God. Well, where is that table prepared for me? I'll tell you where he prepared it. Jesus was preparing it all the way from the dawn of time. He would be the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He puts his own self on the table. And at the cross where I first saw the light, he prepared a table right in the midst of everybody. The Bible said he didn't do it in secret or in a closet and in the corner. He did it openly. And about the middle of the day when the sun was shining, God the Father reached into the bowels of hell and stretched out darkness across the whole place and said, I want you to see where my son is at. I want you to know it is finished. Jesus has already set the table, and victory belongs to Jesus. Now that makes you qualified because of the valley that you walked through. I said it makes you qualified because of the valley that you walked through. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Oh my God. If we ever needed some holy oil on our heads right now, in our thinking, come on somebody, in our minds. Why are you talking a big talk in here, inside of the church? What are you doing outside? I'll tell you what I'm doing outside. I'm letting him anoint my head with oil. He is anointing my head with oil. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the Holy Ghost. He's called by many names, but he is the anointing. And I want you to know you can't just get by with a weekly anointing. You need a daily anointing of the Holy Ghost. Am I talking to anybody in here who knows what I'm talking about? About 30 seconds worth of headline breaking news and your mind will be so warped you won't know what to think. But he anoints my head with oil. What's that all about? Hey, that shepherd knew good and well what those sheep, those little ignorant sheep, he calls us sheep. He makes us vulnerable. He said, if I had Keith, some teeth like a lion, I'd bite the enemy, but I can't do it. If I had some claws like a bear, I would scratch the enemy. I'd do something, but he made me sheep. My teeth are not even big enough, and I nibble myself away. And the shepherd knew that, so he pulls all of those sheep in, and he pours that anointing. Because why? Because he knows those sheep will be nibbling around, and they'll find themselves an old snake hole, and they'll stick their head trying to eat grass. And the next thing you know, that serpent will have bit them. But the only difference between the devil trying to bite them and the devil not being able to bite them is that there is an anointing that is upon their head, and it is a snake repellent, ladies and gentlemen. I came to tell you, you need a daily anointing of the Holy Ghost.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.